This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Here to talk about that and more, you remember him from ESPN. Fondly, of course. Pre-game power-up, DraftKings Monday and Thursday nights, and he's a friend of the show. Let's welcome back in. It's been a minute since we've spoken to this guy. He is Trey Wingo. Trey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here on 105.7 The Fan.
Always good to be with you guys. How are you?
All right, Trey.
Doing all right, Trey. Tell everybody about the pre-game power-up Monday and Thursdays, and football hot and heavy, percolating with a lot of intriguing storylines, sort of like the one we got going on in Baltimore 1 o'clock this Sunday.
Absolutely, that's going to be a great game. But yeah, the pregame power up is Monday and Thursday nights all season long, 6 o'clock Eastern on DraftKings Network. You can get it through Sling, YouTube, Roku, Google, Samsung Plus, a million ways to get it. Just find DraftKings Network. We're there. Myself, Marshall Newhouse, longtime offensive lineman, Claudio Bellafato helps with all the odds and breaks it down. And we're looking forward to a couple of interesting games coming up Thursday, tonight, against with the Seahawks and the Niners. And then, of course, we got the Jets and that mess taking on the Bills Monday. That's going to be interesting as well.
Well, you brought up tonight's game, which you can hear on 105.7 The Fan, by the way. It's San Francisco banged up, coming off a loss at home. You have Seattle. They'd started 3-0. They've lost two straight, losing at home. A lot of intrigue here with the 49ers favorite to win this one. I can't see either one's trending in a great direction, but who are you feeling a little more confident in coming up later on this evening?
Well, you know, the Seahawks got off to that great start, but you looked at the quarterbacks they played, right? It was Bo Nix. It was the Miami Dolphins without Tua Tagovailoa. They just didn't really face a murderer's row of quarterbacks, and then they've fallen on a little bit of hard times. You know, if you look at any roster 1 through 53, I think a lot of people would say the 49ers may have the most complete roster 1 through 53, but they've been beset by injuries, and the turnovers really killed them Sunday. You know, they had two when they were going for a potentially game-sealing score against the Cardinals when they fumbled it. And then after Kyler hit Marvin Harrison Jr. for that 4th-and-5 play, which was ridiculous, they got a field goal to go ahead, and then Purdy's arm got hit on a throw. And those two interceptions really sealed their fate, and they're now 2-3. And, you know, they've been here before. A couple of years ago, they started slow out of the gate, and then I think they rattled off 10 straight wins to win that division, and then went into the NFC Championship game that year against the Eagles and didn't have a quarterback after Purdy got hurt, and you know, then Josh Jennings got hurt. It was a disaster. That's why we have the inactive quarterback. The third one is allowed to be active now because nobody wants to see that. So I really think Seattle is still the team to beat in this division, but they got to start winning, and they got to get past this injury rash that they're dealing with right now.
Hey, Trey, are you big on Washington?
Listen, I'm a big believer in finding the right coach and the right quarterback with the right culture. And I think that's the thing that has changed dramatically. You know, you look at the ouster of Daniel Snyder and who they've brought in and how they're running the organization. I was on a couple of shows this summer, and, you know, every year we seem to have this one team that goes worst to first, right? And I just said, well, keep your eye on the Commanders. And people thought I was crazy. Well, first of all, there's been no NFC East champion repeat since 2003. It's been 19 seasons, so the Cowboys are out historically, right? And as we can see, the Eagles have all kinds of issues that they need to address. I don't think the Giants are any good, but I really thought that the Commanders had a chance. I've watched Jaden since he was a freshman at Arizona State when he was being coached by my good friend Herm Edwards. I saw him sort of mature over the years. I loved what Dan Quinn did. You know, he turned down head coaching jobs because he wanted to get back to his coaching roots and stay a couple of years longer than most people would as the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. He brought in some players from Dallas with him that I think have really helped this team. And, you know, no one was predicting what Jaden was going to do. I mean, I thought he would be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. The first four games, I think he had the highest completion percentage of any quarterback since the AFL-NFL merger of 1970. And then what happened Sunday, he has his statistically worst game, and he still makes all the plays needed, and they blow up the opponent. So I did see a little bit of this coming from Washington, but I cannot sit here and say I thought Jaden was going to be this good this early.
Now, how about Caleb Williams, you know, playing Jacksonville in London? And Caleb Williams last week was real good. I thought he had a slow start, but, I mean, he looks like he's coming around too. And he's probably got better weapons and stuff offensively than Jaden Daniels.
Well, yeah. Listen, I said this going into the season. If Caleb Williams doesn't succeed this year, I think it's because of Caleb Williams. Because to your point, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, Keenan Allen. I mean, that's a lot of weapons. Normally, when you're a number one overall rookie quarterback taking number one, you're going to a bad team. I'm not saying the Bears aren't a great team, but they're not as bad as they were when Justin Fields was there. And he has weapons to throw to. And it was nice to see Caleb sort of get his footing under him, because all he's heard for, you know, this entire season is, okay, yeah, but Jaden Daniels, look at what he's doing. Jaden Daniels, look at what he's doing. That's back-to-back 300-yard passing games for Caleb. And I get it, you're playing the Panthers, but you know what you're supposed to do? Beat a bad team convincingly, and that's what they did. So I think Caleb is growing into that role, and, you know, the Bears are over 500 in what's going to be a very difficult division in the NFC North.
Trey, I was watching the Washington film today since they're playing the Ravens and stuff, and watching Cleveland sucks. I mean, they are really bad. And they say, oh, Watson got sacked seven times. He ran in to get sacked a bunch of those times.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Look, that contract is going down as the worst contract in the history of the NFL, right? And there's a reason nobody, and remember a couple years ago, well, why aren't the Ravens getting the deal for Lamar? Because no one wanted to hand out the contract like Deshaun Watson. No one wants to do that. And you're seeing why with the way he's played. Cleveland has all kinds of issues. Their defense is not playing the way it should. They were so good last year, especially at home. They haven't been that good this year. The offensive line is atrocious. And Deshaun Watson has been, at best, a average to below average quarterback since they made that trade for him and they gave him that contract. This organization will be handcuffed by that contract, because there's nothing you can do. Like, you want to bench him? Fine. You still got to pay him. You got to cut him? You still got to pay him. It's a disaster, and they're not a good team right now. They, you know, and look at Joe Flacco. Look at the things Joe's doing in Indianapolis. I mean, granted, they lost on Sunday. I get it, but he's had two scores in what, like under 2 minutes to get them back in the game, in that game against Jacksonville, and Cleveland didn't even offer him a contract this offseason. Now, that one I just could not understand. So Cleveland as an organization and as a football team is kind of a hot mess right now.
Well, as you know, Trey Wingo, Joe Flacco is elite. Trey Wingo from DraftKings. It's the pregame power-up every Monday and Thursday. Check your local listings. Plenty of outlets to get this program. And you mentioned Buffalo. You mentioned the Jets. Robert Saleh's out. Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with it, quite frankly, as he said yesterday. Pat McAfee's offended by any implication that he was. But this game, first place on the line, I mean, Miami's hanging around, but no Tua. New England, okay, they're starting Drake May, etc. et cetera. Are we throwing darts at the AFC East to pick a winner, or is a team going to start to emerge here sooner or later?
Well, the Bills have just put together back-to-back clunkers. I mean, you know, against the Ravens, you guys ran all over them, and Josh was 16-29 in that game for under 200 yards, and then he goes 9-30 against the Texans. But this is why the Jets are the Jets. What other team? And help me on it. By the way, I want to be clear. I'm not saying Robert Saleh was a good head coach by any stretch of the imagination. He made mistakes, right? But what other team coming back after a loss has a home game against a division rival that if you win, you're in first place in your division, right? They're 2-3. Bills are 3-2. If you win your home game against the Buffalo Bills, you will be in first place at 3-3 because of the tiebreaker. What other team fires their coach then? And then let's go through the storyline here. And I emphasis on story, right? Robert Saleh after the loss, where Aaron Rodgers threw three interceptions, by the way, including a pick six that was the deciding margin of victory and one that ended the game. Okay, so let's not gloss over that. Robert Saleh, according to CBS Sports, was thinking about firing Nathaniel Hackett, who was Aaron Rodgers' guy. And then magically, when that comes out, Woody Johnson calls Aaron Rodgers Monday night but says they didn't talk about the firing of Robert Saleh at all. And then what happens the next day? For the first time in Woody Johnson's tenure as the owner of the Jets, he fires a coach in season. It's like the line from Kevin Costner in JFK. I find your story not believable, okay? None of this makes sense. And then the best part, the cherry on the top today, where Jeff Ulbrich, who is the interim head coach, and everybody says they love him and he's a player's coach. By the way, same thing they said about Robert Saleh when they hired him. Let's be honest about that. What is his first move? Is to strip Nathaniel Hackett of the play calling and going to Todd Downing. So that was Aaron Rodgers' guy, and no matter what, even if it was to protect Nathaniel Hackett from getting fired, he's still not doing what Aaron Rodgers wants him to do. It's just, you can't make this stuff up, man. This is like a daytime soap opera that we play on a football field.
Well, again, it's a franchise hasn't won a Super Bowl since the Beatles were still together. He's Trey Ringo, DraftKings. One more time, Trey, pregame power-up. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, Monday and Thursday night, 6 o'clock Eastern on the DraftKings Network, we break down all the angles of the primetime games and we get into real football talk. And like I said, Marshall Newhouse, who played with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, offensive lineman, going to be on the show. We're going to have some discussions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
About the Jets tonight, I can promise you, as well as the Seahawks and the 49ers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.